Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun, mitzvah 450. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, we're up to a new pasuk after eight mitzvahs from the same pasuk. Says the Torah, Hishamer lecha, pen ta'azov es halevi kol yomecha alan masecha. After talking about how we are supposed to eat certain karbanos and kohanim, levim, all different people who are commanded regarding different mitzvos, the Torah says, be careful, Yishomer lecha, which we know Yishomer lecha is a lashon of a lo saseh. Yishomer pen al or lo. Any of those four words is a lo saseh. Be careful, do not leave the Levi. Don't leave him all your days on your Adama. Rashi says, Litein lo saseh al adavar. It's to give a lo saseh. This is a lo saseh of not taking care of the Levi when one is supposed to. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Shehus harnu, shelo lazov halavim, velo nisrashel mehishlim lem chukam. We are not allowed to leave the levim and not take care of them. Klomar, shelo nishelohem masrosam, not to give them their maisers. Maiser rishon, as we know, goes to the levi. There is a separate issur daraisa right here counted. Not giving the levi his maiser sheni, that is a problem. But kol shekein b'regalim, it's every day, but surely on the regel. Shanu musaran alein v'yoser. Filas amchan b'moed. On yantiv, we have to take care of them extra special. So surely there, if we don't take care of them, we don't give them their due, then one violates this isser. V'al zanemar hishamar lecha. Pentazo v'salevi kol yamecha lan masecha. If you look in the Rambam has a beautiful lashon relating to this mitzvah. The end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Chagiga. Says the Rambam, Kishe yizbak adam shalmi chagiga, v'shalmi simcha. When somebody brings his carbon shlamim, related to the yantif, shalmi chagiga, shalmi simcha, lo yehe ochel hu uvana v'ishto bilvad. A person shouldn't eat it all and save it all for his family, he and his kids. V'yadamesh ha'asa mitzvah gemura. And I'll think, wow, I'm amazing. Look what I did. I came to Yerushalayim, I brought a carbon shlamim, and I fed myself, I fed my whole family. No. You shouldn't think that you did a mitzvah gemura. You also have to give people who are less fortunate, the poor, the downtrodden. Depending on however much you have, one has to make sure that one includes those who are less fortunate. If somebody eats his karbanos, he's eating his karbanas, but he's not being misameach others with him. Nomar zivchehem kalechem onim lahem kolachlevi tamuki lachmam lenafsham. Right, says the Rambam, it's terrible. Mitzvah, and then the Rambam adds, and this is what relates to us, mitzvah belevi yeser minakol. And out of all these people, giving to the Levi might be even unique. Why? Why is Levi different than a Kohen? Why is Levi different than an Ani? Lefisha Ainlo, Lo Chelek, Velo Nachla. Number one, they have no portion in the land. Even an Ani has some type of Steachuza, some type of land which they could call home. A Levi only has the Ari Leviim. There is no portion given to them. And number two, Ve'ainlo Matanos Mebasar. They don't get any meat. They don't get any flesh. They're not like Kohanim. Kohanim also don't have a separate Nachala, but they get karbanos, kachim, kachim. A Levi is kadosh, but he's not that kadosh. He works in the Beis HaMikdash. He's also designated. He doesn't have a Nachala, but he doesn't get the karbanos. So one has to be even extra careful relating to the matanos of a Levi, says the Rambam. Lefichach, tzarech lezamein Leviim al shulchano. You have to invite the Leviim, lesamcham, to make them happy. O yitin lahem matanos basar im maiser shalem. And to give them maiser, but give them basar, give them meat. Give them some of your steak with them. Kidei sheimsu bo tzarcheim, so that they'll have what they need. V'chal ha'ozev es ha'levi milasamcho. If somebody leaves a levi, v'shihem imenu maisrosav, biragalim, over below saseh. Somebody violates and doesn't give them on the regel, that's the lo saseh, today's mitzvah, he's yishamar lecha pentazov es ha'levi. The Brisker Rav, when he learned this Rambam, he thought, number one, the issue only applies to a Levi and not to a Kohen, because it says, Ein lo matanos bebasar, as we mentioned. But also, he says, if you look closely, it sounds like the Rambam only violates on Yantif. The Rambam holds that you only violate on Yantif, because of the last line. V'chala ozev es ha'levi milasamcho, v'shiyah mimena maisrosa, biragolim over below saseh. And Rav Sternbach cannot accept that. What, the whole year, you don't have to give your maisros, you don't violate? Pashtus, he says, is that you violate always if you don't give your Maaser Rishon on time. But there's an added element. There's an added effect of not giving when everybody else is giving as well. But that's a crucial Rambam that one should be familiar with, and that is in Hilchas Chagiga, in the end of Perek Beis. Good. We continue now. Says the Sefer Achenach Misharshia Mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah? Taking care of those who take care of us. Lefisha Hakel Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Tov Amo Yisrael. Hashem wants to do good. Asher Bachar Lo La'am V'Ratzala Zakotam. Hashem wants us to gain merit. V'La'asosam Skula Ba'Olamo Im Chacham and Avon. He wants us to be the chosen nation. L'man Yakirim Kol Ro'ehem. That everyone who sees us will see we are Zera Baruch Hashem Anshe Emes Anshe Shem. So how do we do this? So, Umbios Ritzoni is Baruch Baruchu, Hey V eight Sot Me Rachok. He gave us advice from afar. L'Savev Drachim, to create ways. Lios Askam B'Chachma, V'Tamid Kalayom Yuole HaShoktim. So we would be involved in Chesed and Mitzvot as much as we can. So what are part of the ones that we have to fulfill? Skip a line. Umenachukim Hamachzikim, V'Hama'amidim HaChachma B'Tocham. What is part of the idea of creating a chosen nation? To create within that chosen nation a chosen portion of the nation to lead leaders for them. The more leaders that a person has to look up to, the better he is, the more mushpa that we could be. So to be great mashpi'im on the world, we have to be mushpa'im. And who are we mushpa from? Shevet, a certain group of people. Shevet echad kulo bahem, mibalin chelik benachla bekarkos. A shevet that does not have a nachla. So if you read this as of now, you would think, oh, all Shevet Levi, even Kohanim. But we mentioned earlier that Rambam seems to clearly hold that Kohanim are not included in this separate Isser, because they get plenty of karbanos. But here, says the Chinuch, lo yetzi asad lachrosh v'lezroa v'lachpar, they don't have a field to work in. V'kol ze liosiba elav lo tzi tosav al kopanim. They don't have field, they don't have work. Why? So they can spend their time learning in order to be our teachers, be our leaders. Lo mod chachmasu lavin darke hakel hayisharos. So they learn the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hema yoru mishpatav la'acheyem b'chol medinu medinu b'chol hayaros. So that every city could have certain leaders. It's clear from the Rambam that this is not for the Hamon Am. The Hamon Am has to be the Mushpa'im, and they must support, they must give Meiser to those who are learning and getting ready to teach those that are not involved in learning. The Rambam has a famous formulation in the end of Shemitah Yovel that maybe the idea of having Shevet Levi separate and focusing on their limud, maybe it's not only for biological Shevet Levi. Says the Rambam, the lama lo zach, last two halachas in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. The lama lo zach Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael ube bizasa imechav. Why didn't Levi get a portion? Mibnei shehuvdal la'avodet Hashem ulisharso ula horos derachav ayisharim u'mishpatav hatzadikim l'rabim. The Rambam, whenever he talks about this, he doesn't say so that people will be sitting and learning. He says people will be sitting and learning, and in that way be able to serve and to teach the rabim. Shenemar yoru mishpatecha liyakov esarascha liyisrael. And the pasuk that he quotes is the teaching. Leficha chuvdelu midarkei haolam. Lo archin melchama kishar Yisrael v'lo nochalin v'lo zochin la'atzman b'koha gufan. Ela himchel Hashem. They're Hashem's army. V'hu baruchu zika lahem ani chal kochav anachalascha. Wonderful. That's Shevet Levi. B'nen the Rambam adds, v'lo Shevet Levi bovad. Ela kol ish v'ish mikol ba'ei olam. Anyone asher nadva ruchu oto, who has an uplifted heart. Vehevinu mada'o, lehibadel, la'amod lefnei Hashem l'sharso, and he wants to go and serve God. Ula avdo ladea es Hashem, v'halach yashar kamo shaso elokim, upirek me'al tzavaro, o chalshbonos arabim, and he threw away the cheshbonos of the gashmias of this world, asher bikshu b'nei ha'adam, and that is his focus. Harei zeh niskadish kodesh kadashim, v'yeh Hashem chalko v'nachalaso lo'olam lo'omei olamim, v'yizkeh lo ba'olam hazeh davar ha'maspik lo, k'mo shezichah la'kohanim al-aviyim. So they also turn into kohanim al-aviyim. But again, seems from the Rambam, because they are meant to be leaders, and this is somebody that has thrown off the world of gashmias. Says the Radvaz here, svara nechonehi ru'uya l'rabbeinu, v'hosef olav alasilavo notlines af ba'aretz, v'chulu. Okay. So that is the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Right? This relates to the idea of the balance of one's learning versus one's parnasa. One has to remember, though, when one is not involved in a family, so then it's a much more davar pashut. Rav Palm writes in one of his svarim that one has to be very well aware that part of the ksuba obligations is that the husband has to support the wife. That is part of the obligation. There are many that the wife says, I'll support you for a certain number of years. But as Rav Palm writes, I'll read you his lashon, there are a certain percentage of young men who are supported by parents or in-laws, but in many kolo households, it is the wives themselves who willingly shoulder the burden of supporting the family by seeking employment. This speaks volumes about the purity of spirit and love of Torah that these righteous women haven't taken upon themselves this task. Nonetheless, it is important to realize that this is purely lifnim mishuras hadin, even though it has become the, quote, custom in many circles to do this. If so, what part of the ksuah obligations to work, honor, feed, and support does a kol husband still fulfill in marriage? The answer to this is the obligation to honor his wife, to love and cherish her, make sure she's happy. If this is the only part of the ksuah obligations he actively fulfills during his kol years, he has a special responsibility to make sure that it's performed meticulously and in an enhanced manner in recognition of his wife's self-sacrifice to him. But this is for the amount of time that this takes place. But one has to always remember, that is lifnim mishuras hadin, that is not the ikar hadin. And as it sounds like from the Rambam, most of us have to be supporting our family. There are those, the Yechidei Skula, Sheva Levi was only one out of the 12 Shvatim. Right? It wasn't the majority, it wasn't near the majority, it was 1/12. So one has to realize that we have to have our learners, and then we also have to have those that are the earners, as they say. There is a beautiful thought related to the Yisachar Zevulun balance, which obviously this relates to, and that is said by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Zos HaBracha. On the Pasuk, V'lezvulun amar, smach zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisachar ba'ohalecha. Says Rashi, zvulun v'yisachar, asu shudfis. They made a partnership. Zvulun l'chof yamim yishko, and zvulun goes out to business. V'yosei l'prakmatia b'svinos, u'mistaker, and he is rewarded. V'nozna topivsho yisachar, zvulun supports yisachar. V'im yoshim v'oskin b'torah. Beautiful. Says Rabbi Yaakov now, V'hine bal karchenu anutzricha lomar, you must say, shelo asil lavo tiyeh yidiyaso shel zvulin b'torah shavel yidiyaso shel yisachar. If Zvulin expends so much energy and commits his life to supporting somebody who he has this relationship with, Yisachar Zvulin, then it wouldn't be fair for Zvulin to sit in the back of the base medrash in Olam Haba and Yisachar to be in front. Zvulin made it possible for Yisachar to do what he's doing. But how is it possible he didn't put in the years of learning? So how could he be in the front of the Beis Medrash? Aval Tzarech Levayer, Heich Be'emes Tielo Yediyazu. How will they have this knowledge? Follow Lamaisa Hulo Lamad Kol Yomav. He didn't. And even if you want to say that he's taught everything when he goes up to Yeshiva Shamala, but no, Torah is only nikna to a person, El Aydi Chayim Shleimim Shal Amal V'Yegiya. So how exactly is Zvulun going to be parallel and equal to Yisachar if he didn't actually do the learning? So says Reb Yaakov is based on the famous Gemara in Nida, that we all learn all of Torah in utero. Malam then is called Torah Kula L'Adam Bizmachi Hu Ubar. When he goes to Avira Olam, he gets a little patch on the lips from the Malach. Ubir Inya, what does that mean? Says Reb Yaakov, Debe Emes Haya Efsha L'Chal Adam L'Modes HaTorah Kula B'Lo Amal V'Yagia. Really, the Malach gave it to each of us. We could get the Torah without working hard. But there's a tznai. Hashem created the world with a condition. You have to earn, you have to work. So says Rabbi Yaakov, though, once someone puts in the Mesiris Nefesh and the Amelus for Torah, whether they learn it or whether they don't learn it, but even if they just put on the Amelus for Torah, they fulfill their obligation of Amelus in the world for Torah. Memela, the Torah that they learned in utero, comes back to them and they can be on the same level as the Yisachars. That is Yisachar and Zvulun in Zos HaBracha. Good, we continue now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch that we have this nation amongst us that will be our leaders, and everyone has to go ask them their questions, third to last line. Uminei Yesod Hazeh, based on this Ba'a Al-Kol Yisrael Azhar Kfula Bazeh. That's why many times in the Torah we are warned, take care of these people. Take care of these people who aren't going into business and aren't spending their time making money. They're spending time devoted to Torah so they could be our leaders. So one has to take care of them. And one shouldn't feel, well, I have land. If I have land, if I'm the Baal Hameya, as they say, I'm the Baal Hadeya. We could be the Baal Hameya, but that doesn't mean that we have to be the Baal Hadeya. Torah has to be the Baal Hadeya. Klomar, V'al tachshavu lehisga'os kinegdo b'shvil nachalaschem ba'adama. Don't think of yourself as so haughty and so high up because you have land, because you're the Gvir, because you're the Baal. No. Hashem didn't give us the land in order to say, oh, okay, now I am deserving of kavod because I have more. No. That's not what it is. Kavod comes because we earn it. Kavod comes because we work hard in a certain area. We mentioned last week in the Parsha Shir, a beautiful thought from Rabbi Tzion Firer, where he says, interesting halacha in Parshas Bahar, as we know, the concept of Biur Peros Shvius. At a certain time, depending on the fruit, we have to get rid of our Shemitah fruit. Be mafkir it, destroy it, whatever the Shita is. When is that time? Well, Rashi quotes the Chazal in Parshas Bahar. Well, it depends. However long your animals have it in the field, then you're allowed to keep it in your house. The second that the animals don't have it anymore in your field, then you have to get rid of it. Answer Ben Zion Firer. Fine, we all know that halacha. It's based on a Chazal. But is there a svar for that halacha? What's the difference? The animals don't have it, so now I have to get rid of it? What, I can't be any better than the animals? So most assume that, it's somehow connected to Rachmanis. Rachmanis on the animals. The problem with that approach, he points out, is that why is this only once every 7 years? We have to have Rachmanis every year on the animals, just like we give stuck every year, and we give Shumas and Maisers every year. So why is it only once every 7 years? So explains Rabbi Tzion Firer, no. The pshat is as follows. All the other years, I'm allowed to keep food in my house as long as I want, because what? I worked for it. I put in my amelis for it. So magili, after I give bikurim, trumas, maestris, the rest is mine. But during the Shemitah year, I didn't work for it. It came out memela. Hashem wants to teach us the message that just because it's my land doesn't mean I'm better than anybody else. I'm no better than the animals in this year. The animals got it without working, and I got it without working. That's exactly the Sefer HaChinuchir. I shouldn't think that I have land. Oh, so I'm the Gvir. I'm the one that's in charge. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, no, that's this mitzvah. The special Isser, Yishamer Lecha. Be very careful. Do not take advantage of the Levi. Do not forget him. And it repeats this over and over again a number of times in the Torah. Skipping a few lines. V'alzen nechvelu kama asaras bakasuv. Bakama makomos. Ba'amr v'alevi shemesherecha lo tazvenu. Right? Don't leave him and don't let him be if he doesn't have what he needs. Good. Dini ha-mitzvah mevoram bakasuv. Right? We know this mitzvah. V'noheget mitzvah zu bizman sheyisrael shurim al admasam. This mitzvah applies when Bnei Yisrael are sharui al admasam. Obviously, it does not apply to a kohen or a levi. The Simin Chaschinuch says this is an avera that's only on Yisraelim, not to a kohen or a levi, or at least not to a levi. Kohanim all don't have their own land either. So lechora, it's only on Yisraelim. V'yover al zeh, if somebody violates the oziv as a levi milasamcho and is not misameachim, umashem imenu maestrosav biragalim, same language the Rambam used, and does not give it to take care of him on the yontif, over al avze, there's a violation of this isser, aval ein bo malchus, levi shein bo maisa. But this is a lav shein bo maisa, you violate by not doing something, so there's not going to be malchus. Again, he focuses on regel. Other achronim say, maybe it's lav dafka regel, maybe regel just has an added element. There was one time in history where one of the great leaders said, you know what? Sheva al tasa, I'm telling you not to do this mitzvah. And that, of course, was Ezra HaSofer. The Gemara talks about in Ksubis and in Yevamos, the time period of Bayesheni, when the Levium did not really go back to the Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim went back, but the Levium said, oh, what do I do? I'm just a helper, I'm just secondary. So they didn't go back. So Ezra HaSofer got up and said, no more Meiser Sheni to the Levium. Truma, you don't have a choice. Truma is Aser, Misa B'dei Shemayim, to be eaten by Yisrael. Truma is Meiser also, but Meiser Rishon is Chulin. It's Chulin B'yad HaLevi. So keep it. I'm telling you not to give. That's a knas, that's a fine that they received. Of course, he has to take off Truma's Meiser. But other than that, the Yisrael could eat it. And the Rambam quotes as Anilchas Meiser. Ezra Kanas es HaLevim Bizmano. Ezra was Konis the Levium in his time. Shelo Yitnu Lohen Meiser Rishon Elo Yinasein LeKohanim. Ooh. So one version of the Knesset that was given to the Kohanim. Others say, discussion in the Tanan, that the Yisraelim get to keep it. But Yinasein LeKohanim. Lefi Shelo Alu Imo LeYerushalayim. Because they didn't go up to Yerushalayim. The Shaila is, how did Ezra do this? Isn't it a mitzvah zaseh? Isn't this a lo zaseh? So this is the idea, like it says in Yevamos, Yesh Koach V'Yad Chachamim, Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. The Kesef Mishnah suggests maybe it's not as we understand it, because if you look closely at the Rambam, there's one word, and the question is, what does this one word mean? It says Ezra Kanas Es Halavim Bizmano, in his time. Suggests the Kesef Mishnah, maybe he only did it for that generation. Maybe only for that generation. Sounds like even later he was kones. So it's a little difficult, but that's what it sounds like from the Rambam, that it was only for that generation. And then it would solve the problem of knocking out a mitzvah. Right, that's what the Radvaz here says as well. Vitmili nehida matzi Ezra liknos halavim sheba oso hador lefishalo aluimo aval adoros abayim achareim hechi matzi lemikdasinu. How can he be Koni's future generations? What did they do? So he says efshar shal pia dibrasa. Maybe he just Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him to do this. That's one. Or v'nira li shaknas haya al derech ze. The class was much more limited, suggested the Radvaz. Shem yavo kohen v'levi, litol meiser. Sheidin azol kohen v'lo levi. If the kohen and the levi come together, give it to the kohen. Even the meiser rishon. Aval emba halevi levado. But if the levi comes by himself, v'razi yisrael litin lo, and yisrael wants to give it to him, harishus biyado, he's allowed to. Debehalo kansinu. The knas wasn't not to give it to him, but just not to give to him if there's another option. V'nimsu alaviyim is parnasim umiskayim imaksuvim v'haknas. And everything works. But again, this is an important element of this mitzvah, this knas of Ezra HaSofer, in the times of Bayesheni. It was knocking out, so to speak, this Isser of Hisham Alecha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we made it to 450. Baruch Hashem, next time we start. How many mitzvahs do we have left? 163 mitzvahs left in our Shiurim.